This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with John Mooney, president and co-founder of International Medical Lasers, a medical industry leader in sourcing the world's highest quality surgical devices for the U.S. medical marketplace. Also on the program, we have Paulo Salvadeo, the CEO of DACA, that has more than three decades of international medical laser experience. Paulo is also general manager of parent company LN and has earned a Knight of the Order of Merit of the Italian Republic Master of Work. And gentlemen, thanks for joining us here today.
Great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you both on. Looking forward to hearing from you as well. So for starters, if you would, Mr. Salvadeo, certainly it is interesting to see that DACA Italian laser product here in the U.S. If you would, tell us what market need the laser solves for the U.S. patients, and let's start there.
Yes, our company designs and manufactures lasers, very sophisticated lasers for medical purposes. In the specific case of the U.S., we move to the U.S. Lasers which are used in ENT, in gastroenterology, GI, in proctology, in gynecology, and for general surgery as well. They are not only characterized by a special wavelength, which is perfect, I would say, for incision, excision, vaporization, coagulation of soft tissues, but it's also important to say that the laser is very precise because of the modality through which the radiation is taken onto the patient, guaranteeing minimum side effects and almost no pain. So the mini invasivity of these lasers allow very short hospitalization times with a lot of savings for hospitals and the surgery centers and any clinic which adopt this kind of devices. The radiation is sent on to the patient through computerized systems. However, the devices can work also in combination with robots and with the exoscopes. And in this case, the surgeons can see the operative field in a very, very clear way and also in 3D. So they have a great magnification, a great precision in targeting the chromophore, which can be blood, which can be something which should be vaporized like a cancerogenic lesion. And at the very end, there is also the possibility to work as if the physician is in the mouth of a patient, for instance, with these 3D goggles, which are equipped in special systems combined with our CO2 lasers. So it's very important to stress that these lasers are manufactured under a very high grade of quality. There is a quality regime and there is a big attention also to the regulatory path, which allows the units to be in strict compliance with FDA, with its rules, giving the best benefits to patients and great satisfactions to physicians as well.
Thanks for the full coverage on that and all the details shared. That is helpful. Now, Mr. Mooney, also great to have you with us. Your company, International Medical Laser, specializes in global medical technology. If you would, tell us about your company that saw a need in the U.S. marketplace for international medical offerings.
Yeah, we would attend often medical conferences either here or around the world and would encounter manufacturers from outside the United States that had a particular interesting piece of technology, but didn't have the infrastructure or the U.S. market presence to really bring it into the U.S. marketplace, and we saw a need there less about any deficiencies in the U.S. As much as an opportunity to bring in more choices newer and different equipment that was being developed all over the world that may not normally find its way into the U.S. market. It's been able to let us provide U.S. patients with different opportunities for different treatments that they perhaps might not have even been aware of if it weren't for those technologies that we've been able to find in different parts of the world.
Yeah, certainly some interesting information and details there for sure. Now back to you, Mr. Salvadeo. I saw in your LinkedIn profile that you've been honored as a Knight of the Order of Merit of the Italian Republic Master of Work. That's quite impressive. Explain how someone earned such a prestigious honor.
Yes, while being an Italian, there is the top honor you can receive is this knighthood for the Order of Merit of the Italian Republic, directly released by the President of Italy. And we are talking about two honors here. One relates to some activities which see my company, myself, involved in humanitarian missions as well, using our lasers, but also the use of our lasers in a different context, which deals with cultural heritage and restoration, sending to the next generations the big thoughts of masters of the past, which otherwise would have been destroyed by signs of the times, by pollution, and by the heating of houses and other pollutants. At the very end, it's not common to receive this kind of honor, so it's particularly a very important thing for me. However, I have been also named by the President of Italy as Master of Work. In this case, this is a prize which is given to workers who have left something in terms of innovation, in terms of safety in the work that people do, of the environment in which people work, and also as it regards the training to new generations as well. And I would say that the first honor is particularly important because it follows many actions I have even personally done in the field. And I'm talking about donations to hospitals, to poor hospitals, donations for the preservation of cultural heritage as well. So a big honor, and this follows a big work and a big commitment, which is part of sustainability as a public group, because I'm also general manager of the parent company of DECA. And as ELEN, we are public since year 2000. And one of the commitments we have versus the organ which controls the Stock Exchange of Italy is to release every year, to issue every year, a sustainability balance sheet, including a kind of profit and loss statement and an asset statement for sustainability, and donations and our participation into programs, charity programs, are part of this sustainability.
Yeah, I saw that and I was quite impressed, and thanks for breaking that down for us. Again, such a prestigious honor. Today we're speaking with Mr. John Mooney, president and co-founder of International Medical Lasers, and also Paolo Salvadeo. He is the CEO of DECA here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Mooney, you're in a unique position to evaluate U.S. versus global medical technology offerings. If you would, could you share some differences or similarities between domestic and international medical equipment, either in the design or how a patient need is met or other criteria? That would be great.
Yeah, that's a great question, and we're often asked about, you know, why are you focused on bringing in things from outside of the U.S.? What's wrong with U.S. medical technology? And it's really less about major generalized differences, and more that we're always looking for something that can either improve patient care, can improve the financial breakdown of a particular treatment, or what we can do within the healthcare industry to improve efficiency and reduce costs. So we're on the lookout for anything that's going to have a significant advantage over something that already exists in the U.S. marketplace. If we already have it here in the U.S. and there's nothing out there that can do it better, we're not interested in getting involved in that. We're more interested in bringing the best treatments to the patients here in the U.S., whether that device is made here or made somewhere else in the world. it's hard to just generalize and say U.S. medical technology is better when there are so many other manufacturers, other companies like DECA that are so invested in research and development and constantly coming out with new ways and working with physicians around the world to find new ways to treat patients and make their lives better.
Yeah, thanks for your response there, Mr. Mooney. That is also, once again, most helpful. Now, if you would, Mr. Salvadeo, share some of your humanitarian work with us, and we understand that you undertook an initiative that engaged the Pope as well.
Yes, I can. So I can anticipate to you that next week on Monday, I will leave to Lebanon, for instance, in Beirut. If you remember, there was a big explosion at the airport in Beirut in year 2020, and more than 20 and 25 people died, and more than 7,000 people have been heavily injured by this big blasting. And I have decided to donate to an American-Lebanese hospital a laser which is not different from the lasers we are talking about today, moved into the U.S. market by John and International Medical Lasers. And through this laser, doctors coming from U.S., they have a degree in Harvard, but they are from Lebanon, original from Lebanon. So they will treat many, many patients who have been injured by this big blasting. So they will practice a full scar revision into their bodies. This follows another humanitarian mission we did in the past. And in this case, it was in Armenia, in Yerevan. Also in that case, there was a big party in a central square of Yerevan. And instead of filling balloons with helium, they have been filled with nitrogen. And a person switched on a cigarette, and there was a big blasting involving many, many children. And so I decided to donate a laser with a scar revision scanner in order to treat the scars of these poor guys. As it regards the Pope, this is something very interesting, I would say, because it's a nice story. We work with the Vatican Holy See since decades now, and we started to work for the restoration of priceless works of art within the Vatican Museums, but also within the Pope's palace. And at the very end, I knew the president of the Holy See and many cardinals during the years. And I made a kind of joke to one of these cardinals, and I told him, if I donate three lasers to the Pope, he comes from Latin America, would he be willing to decide where to send these lasers, maybe to some poor hospitals in Latin America? And the reply was, the roads of God are without any boundary. And smiling, he looked at me, and I told myself, okay, I've tried, but nothing will happen. Instead, he reported to the Pope my proposal, and Pope Francis decided to accept the donation, sending then the lasers, the three lasers, for lithotripsy, another branch followed by John and the International Medical Lasers in the United States. And Pope decided to send these lasers to Paraguay, to Nicaragua, and Bolivia as well. And I attended the two missions in Nicaragua and Bolivia, making installation, making training, talking with the hospitals, talking with the press, and so on. And when I returned back to Italy, I was called to have a private audience with the Pope together with my family. And in that case, the Pope thanked me for this gesture, which has been particularly appreciated by him and also, of course, by the hospitals. So in my concept, conception of the company, it's important to work for stakeholders, but also to take a deep look into social activities, charity programs, and humanitarian programs as well.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for what you do in the space, not only locally, but internationally, and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. If you would, Mr. Mooney, tell our folks where they can get more information online and how they could be in touch as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to our website at imlasers, imlasers, www.thehealthcareinstitute.com, and that can tell you all about what we do and who we work with and the types of companies we're looking to work with.
Certainly sounds easy enough, and we'll include this link and other important links within the show notes of this broadcast. Gentlemen, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great day.
And you're more than welcome, and you too. Again, we've been speaking with both John Mooney, president and co-founder of International Medical Lasers, as well as Paolo Salvadeo, the CEO of DECA, that has more than 3 decades of international medical laser experience. And again, for all the details, simply visit imlasers.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.